Hello and welcome to Espergenesis. No, it's Espacito. Hang on. Wind back a little bit. Hello and welcome to Espacito, the Espergenesis podcast. I am John, your dungeon master. I hope you're all looking after yourselves, staying safe during all of these, the stuff that's happening. Just a quick update on how we're all doing. Tom Owen is upgrading his internet and stockpiling beer. Tom Kirk is trying out new and bizarre facial hair. Aaron is experiencing severe withdrawal symptoms related to chicken wings. Mike actually has access to a 2-pound chicken, which is just, he's a prick. And I have recently started resenting my cat for sitting my fiance too much, and I've started talking to my plants. So, we're all doing fine, how are you? Thanks for continuing to listen to the show, we appreciate that. It would be great if you could share the podcast with your friends, with your family, with your lockdown pets, and, if you have the time, you could drop us a review, but no pressure. Anyway, thanks for rejoining us, and that's all I had to say, apart from you smell good. Recap. So, you went back to the planet of Unenda at the request of the Dwarven Security Council to discover who had attacked the planet. You left your ship on the dark side of... Did you name the ship?
No, I don't think so, no.
There was a joke name.
Was there?
I can't quite remember.
I imagine most people try to make it be named after them.
It is the way... Anyway, you left the ship on the dark side of the planet and you travelled to the city, where you discovered that the attackers were Zamaron, who are an insect-like species. You sent Cadet Guthrum back with the Zamaron body to the ship. Just in case you guys never got back, he could go back and prove that it was Zamaron. You then proceeded to get into a fight with some Zamaron and some dwarves that were fighting with them, who were besieging a building containing some soldiers and a large number of civilians. You broke the siege, and then you sent a sergeant back to your ship with the most severely wounded young and elderly of the civilians, who then escorted the remaining 130 or so civilians to the spaceport by using controlled explosions to create a fairly safe pathway through several buildings. And then you assaulted the force that were besieging the spaceport and managed to get 84 of those civilians safely within the bounds of the spaceport. So the other 46 died in the attempt. Actually, 12 of them died in a cave-in whilst you were exploding your way through. The rest of them died in the attempt to rush in. So as you make your way past the barricade and into the spaceport with the remaining Zamaron troops, there are a few up the road still firing down at you. A group of Zamaron fighters swoop in, firing indiscriminately at the battlefield, churning up the road, destroying barricades, wiping out their own soldiers. And as you enter into the spaceport, the sliding doors close behind you and you turn around and you can see the courtyard outside has been reduced to rough terrain with little cover remaining. Moments later, the stillness outside is shattered by the arrival of a new cohort of soldiers. As it's unobstructed view, you can see there's six soldiers headed by a seventh that stands out as being about a foot or so taller than any Zamaron you've seen before. The natural armor plating seems to be heavier. And you can see these Zamaron troops set about flipping over vehicles and trying to build new barricades to restart the siege. Looking around inside the spaceport, it resembles an airport, because why wouldn't it?
We already have that map.
Yeah, I'm just using Tom's map from season one.
I mean, no one else did.
Well, quite. No, you can see checking in desks, there's a number of fast food outlets that all have the shutters pulled down. And then in the center of that, there is the huge glass cylinder that is where the actual spaceships are housed. It's the hangar, if you will. And you can also see through the glass, even though you're a fair distance away, you can see that there is a crowd of maybe 300 or 400 dwarves just in that hangar bay. There's a couple of very large ships sat inside. And at the very top of the dome of this building, there is a hangar door that is still sealed shut. Up ahead, you can see there's a group of about three or four soldiers waiting from the original defenders of the spaceport. One of them walks up to Colonel Dumas Felcher and greets him with relief. And you can see the two shake hands. They're having a sort of a quiet muttering between themselves. At one point, Dumas looks around at the group of you. His soldiers are all sort of sitting on the benches that are in this waiting area or leaning up against walls. One of them lights up the cigarette. Another one pulls out a flask and pours something hot and steaming into a cup and starts taking a sip. They all look exhausted. What do you do?
What was the plan next, guys? I turn to the fellas.
The plan was to wait until who we sent on the train back to our ship. Give him enough time to get back to us, relay the message to the junior officer, and then we were going to try and basically grab a few ships from here and evacuate the spaceport. We were going to man the guns, cover them as they lifted off, and then hopefully the remains of the dwarf fleet was going to cover them once they got to space.
And then they were going to send a message, were they? The guys that we sent off to the dwarf fleet to coordinate this?
Yeah.
All right.
We were going to try and get a message out to either our ship to confirm or to the dwarf fleet. But I'm quite badly hurt. I've lost quite a lot of blood.
Well, presumably it's going to take quite a long time to this to happen, given that the train takes 6 hours or whatever. So maybe we should rest up here, get you some of this lovely steaming, whatever it is. What is this? I shout to the guy.
Coffee.
Ah, boring.
With rum in it.
Ah, better.
It's mine. Piss off.
All right, well.
I could kill for a cigarette.
And the one that's lit up looks up at you, reaches into his chest pocket and pulls out one, just lobs it at you. But cigarettes being fairly light, sort of skids to the floor a couple of feet away from you.
Thanking you.
Wait, hold on. Why did you give him a cigarette, not me some rum?
And that one looks up at you and says, well, the rum's not mine. It's his. Do you think we're the same person?
I mean, you do kind of look alike, but anyway. Listen, I think we've got off on the wrong foot here. Can I have some rum, please? Sir.
Which one are you saying this to?
The one that just threw the cigarette.
The one that... I ain't got no rum.
Why do you sound different?
What?
Why do you sound different?
Is she okay?
Is there a deep south on this planet? I turn to Dumas.
Lots of planets have a south.
But like a deep south?
Yeah, it's just past the regular south.
Right.
It's,
I think John's just trying to make up for the whole Texas thing from last week.
No, I'm practicing from a new D&D character. He's called Cuban Pete.
Cuban Pete.
Yeah, he's not from Cuba.
I'm running that campaign. It doesn't make any more sense when you have context.
Right, anyway. One of you, run, please. We just saved you. Okay.
Please pick up that cigarette. I might vomit out my lungs if I bend over.
I use tricky fingers to pick it up with my mind and put it straight into Hutt's mouth.
That is an excellent use of that power.
Thank you.
No worries, mate. Now, I use tricky fingers to steal the cup of rum.
And, like, the guy you steal it from goes, hey, what the? But it's gone from him, and he's a little bit like, he's kind of impressed, he's kind of exhausted. He doesn't care that much, I don't think. So he just uses a dwarven swearing gesture in your direction. It's very complicated. There's lots of spinning wrists and fingers flicking out in different directions.
Sounds like my kind of party.
Oh, no, not that kind of tricky fingers.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I hobble over to Commander Dumas?
Yep.
I presume you don't mean me.
No, I do not.
No, I do not.
So yeah, I hobble over to him and sort of say, good to see you made it, Commander. What's the damage?
see if I can get his voice right. Remember, it was I was trying to be Northern and it came out Scottish. So I need Northern Scottish. It's Colonel, actually.
Sorry, Colonel. I've suffered a lot of blunt force trauma to my brain and other organs.
No, it's fine. I don't know why I'm insisting on that when, I mean, you're not even in the military. You can call me whatever the fuck you like. You could just call me Felcher if you like. Don't.
Okay, Felcher. I'm in a lot of pain, so I'm going to make this quick.
Did this guy not go to school? Like, he can't have got to his current age.
Ow. Why? Why would you interrupt me? And why would you pat me on the back? Oh, God.
He takes a step back as you cough up a little bit of blood and it lands near his boot. I don't know why I did that either. They covered in blood. It just seemed like the thing to do. What's up, lad? Apart from the potentially
internal bleeding, yeah. So just how many of the civilians survived and how many of the soldiers also that thing?
Not done a headcount of the civilians. We're Ethelwald here is taking them through to the rest of them. So we'll have a headcount soon. Soldier-wise, I think I lost 2 or 3.
That's not bad. All things considered. Do we know who's in charge here?
Well, so far I'm ranking still. I've been Sergeant Ethelwald until now. I am his relief.
Fair enough. I'm going to need to speak to Sergeant Ethelwald and find out what the situation is here. Can you point me in his sort of general direction and... Yeah, maybe towards some medical supplies.
He's just gone over towards the checking in desks. Tell you what, you take a seat. See if we can find someone to help you with your wounds, and I'll send them over to you.
Oh, that's good. I take another long drag of my cigarette and sort of hobble over to the first class benches.
Hold still, Hud. I'll see what I can do for you.
Please and thank you.
Oh, nice. That's 8 altogether.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So those wounds are slightly sutured now.
All right, so whilst that happens, Colonel Dumas wanders over to Sergeant Ethelwald, has a quick word with him, and the sergeant comes over. He's a little unsure because obviously he knows that one of you is speaking to his mind, through mind speak of some sort. He knows you're all off-worlders, which, you know, we've established. They're unsure of you. So he walks up and says, "So, hiya, I'm Sergeant Ethelwald. Who are you?"
"Hello, matey. Remember me?" And I give him a big pat on the back.
You're the one. Okay, lovely. Thank you for the... I suppose I should... Sorry, awfully rude of me.
I go around the back of him and whisper in his ear, "Would you prefer me to talk like this?"
"Absolutely no. Please don't do that ever again. Please stand in front of me. Please stand in front of me."
All right.
"Thank you, the assist. Who are you? What are you? How can I help, I suppose?"
"Well, we've been sent by your buddies up in the sky, mate, to come and help out down here, you know, get you safely off this joint. The idea was to fly you all out in a coordinated kind of almost Dunkirk-esque, if you remember that from way back in the day, thousands of years ago. Plan.
Right.
It'll be that epic as well."
And he sort of looks like he's aware that he feels like he should respond with something, but he honestly has no idea what to say to you.
Lean over to Dumas and say, "Do you understand Dunkirk?"
"No, not really. Look, we've been sent to save as many of you as possible."
"Good. Excellent. How are we doing that?"
"We're regrouping in a flotilla above the planet. Our command seem to have taken in their infinite wisdom the idea to abandon the planet. I'm not quite sure if I agree with it, but I think the plan is to gather up in the flotilla above the planet and then regroup there, try and figure out what it is that we're going to achieve throughout this whole situation. It seems like these bugs got the upper hand on us and we don't really know how they've done it. They seem to be taking control of people's brains. But if you've got any intel that'd help, then that'd be fantastic. We've got one ship, but it's probably not enough to ferry everyone back up off this rock."
"Right. It sounds better than what we've been doing, which is just sort of...
dying.
Well, some of us, most of us have just been sitting here waiting for something. So the situation we have here, excluding the new ones, we've not finished the headcount yet, we have 370 odd civilians. They're not odd, they're all perfectly normal, but 370 of them. We've got a number of fairly large ships that could potentially fit everyone here on board. Main issue is we have no soldiers remaining to hold the port and man the guns to cover an escape and to hold the entrance. Well, we have one or two, but it just wouldn't be enough. We've tried escaping in one of the ships we said we had. There were more of us. We sent a ship up to try and break the barricade, but very swiftly got destroyed by the perimeter fighters. So I suppose the intention is to get everyone out at once.
How many people can our ship fit, out of curiosity?
Your ship, not a big ship.
Yeah.
We've already got the 12 injured and children on there, haven't we? As well as the sergeant.
Yeah, the sergeant, Guthrum, and the 12. So there's 14 on the ship already. Plus you four. So that's 18. I don't know why maths is taking me so long today. 18. Uncomfortably, you could probably fit about 40 people on there, so you've probably got a space for another 22 or so.
I've hobbled over by this point. Our original plan was we were going to hold the spaceport and cover you with the guns ourselves. We're a small combat unit. We can fight our way out or slip past their patrols if need be. We managed to get our way through most of the city. And then we can use the transit to get back to our ship and run the blockade fairly easily. We've got stealth tech on the ship, so we can slip past them pretty easily. So that's not a real issue for us. It's just whether it's viable for us to hold the perimeter as well as cover you with the guns as well. We noticed you had a couple of robotic units helping you man the perimeter. Have you got any inside, or was that everything you had?
Oh, we've got another two mechs inside ready for maintaining the perimeter should they, whatever the fuck they are, decide to charge through.
We could use those. Are there any standard kind of lockdown procedures we could use within the spaceport? Anything just sort of shutters, alarms, things that will let us know where the perimeter has been breached?
Yeah, absolutely. The perimeter is alarmed already. We set that up. Most of the shutters are down. We had to keep this door open.
Mm-hmm.
But we could drop the shutters on that. That's pretty solid adamantine barriers.
How about automated defences? Do we have any turrets, anything like that?
We did, but we bastardised the ones inside to create the turrets outside. They've all been destroyed by now.
In terms of the anti-air guns, how many have we got?
Two operational still.
Two operational, and they've got solid air cover. How about in terms of communications? Are you able to make any contact with the ships in orbit, or...?
No, whoever is attacking from orbit have blacked out communications, as far as I can tell.
Dumas, it might be worth you taking a look and seeing if you can rig something up so that we can communicate, at least with our ship. It might be, rather than blanket scrambling communications in general, they might have just stopped people from being able to communicate out the ships in orbit. Still might be able to get a link between the spaceport and our ships and pass the blockade.
Aye, I can have a look at the technology and see. We might be able to change the frequency or get them on a tight beam or something like that. I'll have a gander at what they've got.
Sounds good. Rebook, see if you can find someone who can get the schematics for the place. I know you've been holing up and you're using the old spaceport and things like that for cover and moving around with those, weren't you?
Yes, it sounds like a good idea. It will be good to get a lay of the land.
And maybe an escape route for us if needs be. Chances are, once we've blown a hole in the blockade and covered the ships, we're not going to be able to take on the amount of Zamorons that are going to converge on us, so we're going to need a swift exit.
Commander, you said these turrets were bastardized. Is there any way to perhaps hook them up with weapons we can salvage, restore any of them?
I mean, that doesn't sound like my line of expertise. If I can show you the placements where they were, you could see if you could do anything, I suppose.
I will see what I can do, and the schematics as well, please.
Yes, I believe schematics, we'd be taking you to the same place. We'd be taking your dwarven friend here to... I'm sorry, are you Dendu?
Astute observation, Commander.
I'm a sergeant.
Sergeant.
He looks at you, Dumas.
Well, you look at me all you like. He's been all right in a scrape so far. I've had my eye on him.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
I was just, it was unexpected.
Hey, sergeant or whatever you are, come here. Come here. Look out that window. What do you see?
Bit of a shitstorm.
Bit of a shitstorm, aye. And who's that Dendu?
Friend of yours?
Too fucking right. Well, not too fucking right, but look, he's a friendly face in a fucking storm, right? We're short on allies. We're losing this war, if you haven't realised. And if someone's willing to help, whether he's Dendu or bloody whatever, I'll take it.
Oh, right.
I'm Eldori, by the way. Actually, half Lorendi. Spread that around. I'll shit people up.
He looks around open mouthed. Clearly, like he's very uncomfortable with this whole situation. He realizes that he's possibly come off a little bit in the wrong, but it's all very surprising to him.
Just carry on, Sergeant. You've got it in hand.
Yeah, so the maps can probably be accessed from the same place the radios can be accessed, which is one of the control towers.
Do these maps give us a view of the sky as well?
I thought you wanted schematics for the port.
Yeah, but also it'd be good to get a view in the sky.
There is like, I don't work in the spaceport, but there's likely to be
radar shit.
Or Dredus or something. Dredus would be useless out here. That's ridiculous.
Nerd.
Yes, is I suppose the answer. I'm not sure, but likely.
All right, I'll go and have a little look at that.
You all look fairly weak. Unwell, I suppose, would be the shot. Is you look shot.
Yeah, my plan is to sleep this off. I don't know about you guys.
'Tis but a scratch.
So do you want me to take you anywhere now, or do you want a bit of time to sort of...
I've nearly finished my cigarette, so that's normally sleepy time.
I know what you guys are doing, but I've not slept in the last 20-odd hours. I've witnessed a small genocide, some mind control. I've got beaten up by a bunch of giant wasps.
Suffice it to say, I'm having quite a bad day, so I'm going to go find some benches and go to sleep. You guys can do what you want, and I just sort of paddle off.
How much time do we have, John, before we can expect them to get the message out or back to the fleet?
I'd say it's been about 3 or 4 hours, maybe 5. Like, it's actually, you don't quite recall how long it's been since you sent the sergeant off with the children and the wounded. But Dumas, you would know, judging by the movement, the placing of the sun in the sky. It's been maybe 4 or 5 hours, so you've got another couple of hours before they reach the ship. And there's a bit of time before a message could be sent to the fleet and back, if it can even be sent to the fleet and back. So it's hard to say, but there is time.
I'm going to go and have a little sleep in the comms room, and then I can wake up and we can get on with it. Avanti!
So you want me to take you up to the control room?
Is there a comfy chair up there that I can curl up in and out?
I don't know. I've not been there. Right. Do you just want me to take you all up there?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Let's...
There's no need to be short. I mean, that isn't a racial slur.
Taller than the Dendu.
I am. I'm just going to not talk to you anymore. I'll just take you up there. I feel like there's some sort of cultural disconnect here. I feel like I'm offending you. You're offending me.
I send him a little mental missive so nobody hears and says, I'll say, that's racist.
He says out loud, please don't do that. You're stood right in front of me. It's unnecessary at this point. It's just workplace bullying.
I just look around to the rest of them and I'm like, What are you talking about? Weirdo.
And he, again, open mouth, sort of looks between all of you, then exhales sharply, turns around and trudges over through the checking in desks, takes a right, and you can see there's this massive steel door that he, well, it looks steel. It's probably not steel. That's not space steel. This massive space steel door that he walks over to, opens it up, and it's just like concrete steps going up about 5 flights of stairs. And you follow up there and you reach the top, and there is a very small balcony with another door, another very thick door that he opens, and you come into this fairly small room. It's, I'd say, about 8 foot by 8 foot, with computers along the walls. There's another computer station right in the center of the room. There's a couple of more comfortable looking office chairs in there. There's no windows in this room.
2 office chairs.
Well, I mean, more than 2, sorry. There's about 4.
Ah, perfect. Right, get some rest then.
Grab a chair, everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, pull up a chair.
Try and get a bit of kip.
Okay, and you all have a long rest.
Dora snores all the way through.
Anyone respond to the snoring, or do you just get on with it?
Hud throws his shoe at Dora at one point.
Reebok's used to hide in ventilation systems, so it can't be worse than that.
I feel like being someone who's used to sleeping in dorms and being a dwarf, Dumas is fairly used to snoring.
Okay, cool. So you wake
see
up.
That was character development.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. You wake up about 8 hours later, feeling fully rested, and you feel like you've reflected on what you've learned.
Oh, yay! It's like Oblivion.
And
yay! I get that reference.
And you've all leveled up.
Congratulations!
Yay!
Fabulous. So we're 5 now, right?
Yes. Does anyone get anything specifically exciting or?
Oh shit! I've got an extra attack and I'm extra proficient. Suck my dick, everyone.
What are you extra proficient in? Is it just everything?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, your proficiency goes up, right? Yeah.
Oh, does proficiency go up at this level?
Yeah, +3. What?
Oh well, that's fun. I didn't even realise that.
So this is the level where I get to improve myself. I'm taking another level in adept. You all improved yourself last level because of my multi-role. I'm now taking a feat. And what the feat is...
Left or right?
Hey.
Club. I am...
Sorry, that was a proper cackle. Please edit that out, Tom.
I don't want to encourage any of this.
I'm taking the thespian feat. Yeah, that's right. Pretty boring and probably not going to be helpful at all in the long. Probably could have taken something like, I don't know, piloting or something, but no, I will be a thespian.
So what does that do?
It's basically just the actor's feat from 5e.
I still don't know it off by heart.
I think you just get advantage on any deception checks when you're pretending to be somebody else.
When you're flouncing around.
When I'm treading the boards. And I also +1 to charisma, so it puts my modifier up to +4.
Yeah, if you've got an odd score, then that's probably a good idea, actually.
Yeah. And that's me.
Anyone else get anything exciting?
I get an extra attack.
Good.
And a 2-second level spell. No, sorry. Talent. Sorry. Technique slots.
All right.
I need to look up some spells.
I get uncanny dodge. That's always nice.
You mean space uncanny dodge, surely?
I'm pretty sure it's just called uncanny dodge. I don't think they bothered.
Someone's going to get sued.
I don't think they trademarked it.
In that case, time to make a t-shirt. We're going to make millions, boys.
Yeah.
All right.
I can now go invisible.
Brag.
Yeah.
So you wake up having reflected on what you've learned, feeling stronger for the experience. And what do you do now?
Feel very strong. I just wake up and like, grrr.
Hard, one of your feet is really cold when you wake up.
Oh yeah, I gotta grab my shoe and put it back on.
Cool.
Sorry, I don't know what more you wanted me to do with that.
I didn't really want you to do anything with it.
I'm not the one who took Thespian, my friend.
I was just painting a word picture with my mind brush.
I really get into the character of someone putting on a shoe. My motivation is I really want my foot to stop being cold.
And it works. Like, you guys all watch him do this and you think, wow, he really wants a shoe on. Mm. What are you doing? What do you want to do, guys?
Has there been any communication come in? Oh, no, we don't have comms, do we? We should probably sort that out first.
Yeah. Dumas, do your thing.
Yeah, I'll have a look at the comms.
You go have a look at the radio transmitter. What in particular are you looking for?
So I'm basically just going to see if I can tinker and find a way to get comms back online. Not in a broad sense, because I think it's been jammed rather than anything wrong with our comms in particular, but more in a sort of like, see if there's any way I can circumvent the jamming rather than sort of fixing what we have, if that makes sense. So either changing frequencies slightly, changing the methodology of the communication, sort of like narrowing the beat, so possibly like reducing the frequency band to improve the strength kind of thing. So basically to focus the comms beam as tightly as possible.
Okay. Do you want to give me a mechanics check to sort of figure out what is likely to circumvent the comm block out?
An 11. Mechanics aren't my thing.
Oh, I was going to say, can I assist? I've got 2 in mechanics and I'm proficient in it.
You can.
You've got to beat 10 to help, haven't you?
I don't think you need to roll. I think it just gives him advantage.
I think you just help.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was no better.
Okay. What you gather is this is a fairly broad comms block out. It's not just transmissions off the planet. It's transmissions everywhere are being jammed.
Okay. I'm more of a computers guy than a mechanics guy, I've just realised.
Well, if you want to suggest a computer's solution to this.
Well, I mean, give me a sec.
The place would have, like, communications equipment being a spaceport, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's more about what you're doing with it.
Could I use computers to perhaps, rather than beam communications directly to where I want them, reroute them to the other side of the planet where there may not be as strong jamming and possibly bounce the transmissions off several different relays in the system, possibly off some other space stations that might be dotted around, and see if I can get around, like almost physically around the jamming rather than going straight through it by sort of rerouting it using the programming of it.
Okay, so you do know that the jamming is going to be stopping any signal going anywhere because it's broad, but you could try using wired transmission. From the early development of the Dwarven civilization, there are still essentially telephone wires that run through different parts of the city, and you are aware that they are all connected. So you could try and get a signal to the other side of the planet using them, maybe.
Okay, can I try that?
Yeah, that would be a computer's check.
Yay! Okay, I rolled. Not great. 16.
That's just about enough. You manage to send a signal along these wires. You don't know where it goes to specifically or if it's been received.
So what is it exactly we want to transmit, chaps? I've got some kind of line. It's going somewhere, but...
Is this to our ship or to one of the ones in the fleet?
I don't think we're going to get off-world.
So this is to our ship.
Maybe a report from... Just report Guthrum. Wagwan. Are we good to go? Have you got a message out to the fleet? obviously not verbatim.
Yeah, I can try and get that out.
Tell him we're in place and we're ready to enact the plan. Need a go from command or from the ship.
Okay, yeah, I relay that over.
Okay. And you pause for a bit. And after about 10 minutes, it doesn't look like anything's happening. Again, you don't know if that means that the message has or hasn't been received. You don't know if it's that they just can't send a message back.
Do we hear anything on the line? Any kind of noise at all?
Roll an investigation.
12.
Not that you can discern.
Now, chaps. Bugger all. Don't know if it's going anywhere. Tell you what, you guys go and do your thing. I'll sit here and I'll see if I can get a signal.
Sounds good. Rebook, what were you doing?
I need to find the layout of this place and see if I can do anything to fix these turrets. So I guess I found a dwarf to help me find out where I need to go to do that.
For finding a layout, you're probably in the best room right now.
Oh, okay, brilliant.
So it looks like the console in the center of the room is probably the one that would be used for internal functions. One of them looks like it's for gun turret control for one of the turrets. There's a radar system, there's the communication system, and then this one in the center that looks like it's for operating internal functions.
So can I download the schematics from that central computer?
Yeah, that's fairly easy to do. I'm not going to make you roll for it. So you have this map, and looking at it, the spaceport, like I said before, is circular. There is the cylinder in the middle, which is the hangar, which has got a fairly secure, locked hangar bay door. There's only one entrance to the building, which is the one that you came in through. There is a staff entrance as well, which has been locked down. And yeah, the rest is sort of shops and food courts and things like that. The gun placements that you have been bastardized were all in that main entrance. There is one that is near the staff entrance as well.
Okay, so I'd like to take a look at those turrets, but before I do, can I try and work out a route? Are there any sort of maintenance ducts or shafts or anything like that?
Not on the maps. The only other exit that you can see is the staff entrance exit. Yeah, there's nothing signaled on the maps that would be like tunnels or anything. That doesn't mean they don't exist, it just means that they're not on the maps.
The staff entrances, are they going to be more reinforced? As in, is it a more secure area?
It's a secure area. It's, I mean, the whole place is a port, like it's fairly secure anyway.
Dumas, is there a way perhaps you could, with the computer systems, make us the staff of this port so we are recognized by the security system so that we make pass with ease through their security?
I reckon I can give that a good bash. It'll just be a case of getting creating some user profiles. I might need some biometrics from you, scan your fingers and your eyes and stuff, but yeah, I don't see why I can't create you a profile if I get in there.
I think it would be handy for all of us if we need to fall back quickly.
I can definitely give it a bash.
And use the security of the staffing lanes to move instead.
Can I try that, John? It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah. You can have a look through for some existing staff records and try and duplicate them and write over with some new information. So finding the staff profiles is fairly easy. Quick computer check to clone them.
17.
Yeah, that'll do. You managed to make 4 copies of different members of staff. I think in terms of getting biometrics from everyone, this should be fairly easy. You've all got personal computers. You probably carry that sort of stuff as a form of ID anyway.
Nobody's getting hold of my files.
Dora's withholding.
You can take a bit of my blood.
You can have logins for my Ancestry.com account. it didn't show any results, but the profile's there for you to use.
No reboot. They own your genome. Don't do it.
Not Space Google.
Damn you, Space Zuckerberg.
The most evil of all villains. Definitely runs the Shadow Technocracy.
That's canon, though.
It's canon.
The real villain was Facebook all along. We all knew, but we just didn't care. Stupid minion memes.
All right. Tom, I'm just going to say roll another computer. Try and lay over the biometric data you get from these guys.
It's a 10. I'm not rolling well at all.
No, are you? Like, it's not worked. It's passable, but you're not sure what the likelihood is that you'll be able to get through staff doors. Even I'm not sure, Tom.
We could just ask one of the guys who works here. There might be some to sort that out for us, you know?
This is also a good idea.
I mean, there is probably someone here who can just do this legitimately.
This is not as fun, though. But yes, we should probably ask for help to make sure this works.
Can I go take a look at the radar? Give me a view of the old sky.
Yes, you can. Give me a quick intelligence check to make sure that you can understand, because, you know, it's not the same symbols or a readout that you'd usually see, but it's not too dissimilar. But just
damn a quick
check to make sure that you can understand it.
Why do you keep asking me for these things?
Because it's really funny.
It's been 2 seasons now. Neither of my characters have been intelligent. Okay. Just a straight intelligence check.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yes.
So you can see there are just a huge number of Zamoran fighters in sort of a holding pattern around the spaceport. They're not firing, they are moving around, and you can see that there is a pattern to their movement, and there are patterns within their movement, as in you can see groups of 12 ships will move together in and around different parts of the holding pattern. There is a slight blip further out in the radar. You see the two larger hive sort of ships that have been bombarding the surface, and you can see there's a very small blip just on the edge of the radar.
Could I care to guess what that might be? Does it have a shape?
There are no shapes on this.
Oh, is it just one of these dot radar things?
Yeah, it's like
just blips.
Yeah.
Blips.
Okay. It's just Pong. You've just been looking at Pong.
But it's a small blip.
It's faint.
Almost like it has stealth.
Or it's far away or very small. Like, I don't want to. You can infer all you like. Is that the right? Is that inferring?
Small or far away?
I think it's implying, not inferring.
Thank you, Tom.
I will infer if I want to. And I infer that it's our ship. And I point to the guys. Look, it's our ship. It's on its way back to the fleet.
I've got to admit, I kind of missed what was going on there, and I've just taken a guess as whether it was inferring or implying. They are two different things.
I think it was inferring.
But I'm aware that I wasn't paying... I was paying attention, but I missed what you said, and now I feel like I may have incorrectly used a word. And I'm really curious as to how much I've cocked up there, because I've been really embarrassed if on a public forum I got infer and imply confused.
At this stage, Tom, whichever one's wrong, I'm going to leave in.
That's probably fair.
I hate you all.
Reboot's going to have a look at these turrets as well to see if he can, like, hodgepodge.
So from the controls... from the internal control system, they're not responding because they have been pulled apart.
So I'm going to try and physically see what I can do to get them working again. Strap a shotgun to them, like Home Alone it.
Right. You go back down into the reception area. You can see they have actually shot the adamantine shutter down at the main entrance now. And everyone's pulled back inside the defensible area. The entranceway, the atrium, as you come in, is now sort of desolate. Couple of smears of blood from when HUD was walking through. And you can see where these turrets would have been. You can see, like, this just jutting of wires and sort of torn metal sticking down. So if you want to try and rig a gun, what kind of gun are you trying to rig? Did you say shotgun?
Whatever we got. So maybe have a chat with the sergeant, see if there are any spare firearms lying about.
And he says,
I imagine they're in short demand, but if there's anything around.
Yeah, he's like, well, I mean, the firearms, yes, there's a few around. Ammunition, little light.
I don't think they will be able to reload, so one magazine per weapon will be fine and sufficient.
Right, I'm sure I could drum that up. Give me 20 minutes. And he runs off.
Oh, Sergeant, before you go, are there any mines, laser tripwires, anything we can use to delay them as much as possible?
Not really, no. We're mostly security force rather than military.
Weapons will do fine, then.
Oh, okay. And he runs off. And about 20 minutes later, he comes back and he's carrying two heavy rifles. And he puts them down on one of the desks and he says, that's all I could do. One of them's got a half clip. The other one's fully loaded.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Do you still need me?
No, this is all. Just cover me in case they break in while I'm trying to fix these up.
Right. Okay. And he sort of hangs around looking kind of uncomfortable, watching the doorway.
So I'm going to try and rig these up.
Yeah, I guess it's a straight mechanics check. It's not a simple one because these guns weren't designed to be controlled this way. They have triggers.
I'll just see what I can do. Oh, that's good. That's a 19 plus 5. It's a 24.
So you managed to get one of them kind of rigged up. It's flimsy. It feels like it's not going to last very long, but it'll probably manage a few shots off. The other one, you just can't quite manage to get it, even to stay up, like actually getting it to fit into any sort of carriage or anything like that. It just won't stay up there. But you managed to get one fully loaded heavy rifle rigged up for a couple of shots.
Excellent. And the other one I'll keep hold of and just say over the comms, does anyone need a heavy rifle?
I've already got one, thanks.
No, I'm pretty good with my microcannon.
My flimsy arms can't hold it, mate, so.
I know how you feel. I'll hand it back to the sergeant and say, Sergeant, if anyone is strong enough to use this weapon.
Right, yes. Thank you. That was very impressive that you've managed to do that.
We will see if it holds.
Sure, yes. But still, good work. And then he sort of backs away and awkwardly turns and walks off. The thing with the heavy rifle is that whilst it will fire, it won't fire automatically. So you've had to rig up a sort of remote control for it, which will work. It fires burst fire, and it will take a bonus action to use the remote.
Is it a little bit like Walter White's remote?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Love that.
DC for its burst fire is 14.
While Rebook's doing that, can I head down to Major? First thing I want to do is I want to find out where the ships are that we're going to use to evacuate the civilians. And two, if we can find someone to help Dimas authenticate all the stuff, just to make sure it all works.
You ask a couple of the soldiers around and they point you in the direction of Colonel Felcher. And he says, all right, laddie, you feeling better? You'll look better.
Much, thank you, Major. How are we doing? How are you, men?
All right. I mean, no one's singing and dancing and having a wonderful time, but all things considered, we're in a better position than we were 12 hours ago, so...
Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't protect more of your people.
Oh, don't. It's, like I say, better position than we were in.
True.
It's not a day for winning. It's a day for losing less.
True.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to rig the place as best as we can so that we can defend it for as long as we can. And then once you guys are free and loose, we can cut and run as quickly as possible. We've sent a message to our ship, so hopefully they've relayed some form of message to command, but we haven't had a response back. We don't think our ship's got the capacity to respond. So we are flying blind, but I'd like to know, as long as we've got a quick route to get the civilians to the evacuation ships. The quicker we can get them on board and off the ground, the more likely we are to succeed. I'll also need to know if and where we can control the anti-air guns from this place.
Wait. Anti-aircraft, I'll have an aft ground, see if we've got any other civilians that actually work here, because I don't know. In terms of getting people onto the ships, we can wait to see if you've got backup coming from the fleet. I guess the best thing to do is to load them up now.
What's our headcount?
We've got 450 something.
Jesus, that's going to take time. And how many ships have we got?
Got four ships will do.
Okay. And do we have the pilots for those?
Aye, just about.
Okay. So that's 100 per ship, basically. How close are they to the port itself?
What do you mean?
I mean, how far will the civilians have to go to get to the ships from here?
Well, they're all down in the hangar bay. Just not loading them up because there's been no need. We've got no way of getting out until now.
Right. So the hangar bays are covered. So Zamorin won't see us loading the civilians into the ship.
No.
That's fine. So they won't know what's happening until the ships start to take off. That's something at least.
Well, until the bay doors open.
Yeah. So we can cover from there. We've got someone upstairs checking out their flight patterns, so we can track those, hopefully, if we can get the anti-air guns working. We can track their flight patterns and hopefully take out a few in an initial strike to cover you as you lift off. We'll keep them off your back as best we can while you're in the air, and we've just got to hope that there's enough support from the fleet once you get to the outer orbit to protect you from space, because we won't be able to protect you from there.
Right. I'll see if I can find someone to help you with the turrets.
Okay.
You do know one of the turret controls is in the room you were in before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one more thing, Vulture. When you find the person who works here, can you send them up to Dumas? He needs some help authenticating some systems.
Right. Don't see why not. And he turns and strides off towards the hangar bay.
While all this is going on, whilst looking at the radar, I'd like to try and figure out, due to the flight patterns, which is the control fighter within each swarm. If I can figure out like a pattern within that, is there a central character that is pulling the strings, so to speak?
Okay, yeah. Do you want to roll a wisdom check?
Is that wisdom perception?
Yeah, you can do it as perception.
And you know what? I realised that I've got this prime talent in my engineering class that makes me analyse their device, which means I know what it does.
All right, cool.
Just good to know for next time. Okay. Natural one, guys.
You are certainly aware that there are ships out there.
I take a swig of the 8-hour rum that's still sitting on the floor.
Basically, it was Irish coffee, but with rum, so it was very cold and very bitter, but certainly rummy.
That's the good shit. And then I'm just going to try and stay here and try and figure this out. I'm also going to message the guys. Guys, how many ships are there to take the refugees?
We've got four.
Are there any more that we can just send out or launch with them as a kind of decoy?
We've only got four pilots who are capable of flying. Well, actually, that's a good point. I could fly a ship if there's like a fighter or something in here.
Or, you know, a little bit of trickery and a bit of autopilot. I don't know. You know these things more than I do. Can you autopilot a ship?
I'll head down and take a look.
Just a thought I had.
That's a good idea, Dora. Nice one. It's surprising. You haven't drunk anything today, have you?
Ah, shit. And I just downed the rest of the cold coffee and that.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right, well, next, who's doing what?
I guess I'm going to head down to take a look at the ships that are in the hangar. Basically poke around and see if there are any that have got sort of like an autopilot function, or if there are any sort of like small one-man fighters or anything like that.
Roll an investigation for me.
Okay, that is a 14.
You managed to find a small starfighter. From like digging around in the cockpit, it looks a little bit like it has fairly decent autopilot.
Can I use my knowing the craft to try and work out how sort of sophisticated that autopilot would be? Because it's one of my background features. I know my way around a ship, understand technical jargon, and I'm able to figure out what type and purpose of most vehicles.
Cool. Yeah. So looking around, so it definitely has an autopilot. It's kind of basic. The ship needs to be in flight for the autopilot to be set. So it's got a couple of basic cannons. It's fairly maneuverable. It's not anything crazy. It's got fairly decent armor, and it has an ejection harness that looks like it can be used both in space and in atmosphere.
Okay. Am I able to do like a mechanics check to work out if the autopilot would still work after the eject has been engaged?
Yeah.
That is a 17.
From what you can tell from this ship, it looks like once the autopilot's been set, the autopilot will continue running.
Okay.
Until it either reaches its destination or is blown up, essentially.
I've got a quick question. Just a boring rules question. Remember that talent I can do where I can remotely connect with something and use it as if it was right in front of me?
Yep.
It says the range is 90 feet, but is that from casting it? So I have to be within 90 feet of it. But then if it goes out of range, does it just disappear?
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to maintain control.
Ah, okay. Right, that's boring. Well, as you were.
I could fly this thing while the ships are kind of like coming out of the hangar and cover them from there and then sort of bail out once they'd sort of bump their way out of orbit and then meet up with the guys back at the spaceport.
That sounds decent. Putting you in a bit of risk, though.
Going to be at risk one way or the other, and at least while I'm in the ship, I can, if we've got two of us manning the anti-air guns, and then we've got one person in a ship, that's three people we can use to keep the ships off of the refugee ships. And then when I'm still in the ship, I can also use the ship to run interference on anything that's kind of like trying to breach the spaceport and get to you guys. So I'm a bit more mobile and a bit more useful to you guys and to the evacuating ships.
Yeah.
But like you say, it does also put me at risk if I do need to bail out, then depending on where, I might land just outside a door and be able to bust in, or it could be on the other side of the spaceport and then I've got to fight my way alone through a bunch of Zamaron.
Well, you could try and aim it for the staff exit entrance, coordinate it that way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I dropped character. So when our ship, and I'm obviously a bit more shit place now, when our ship comes to pick us up, presumably, we could meet you and rendezvous there.
Yeah, that's true. I could always fly over to the dark side of the planet. It would mean that you guys are a man down trying to get out the spaceport.
It is preferable to you being shot down.
Fair enough. Okay, so yeah, I can man the fighter and will help cover the refugee ships as they leave orbit. And then that leaves the two cannons that two of you can man, probably, you know, depending on how it works. Like, I'd probably Rebook and Dumas. And then between the turrets, the mechs, and Dora, you should be able to repel anything that tries to get through into the spaceport.
And Dora, my drone can stay with you and support you too.
That's good.
Perhaps with Salty.
Hmm. Salty would like that. I think he's grown attached.
The dream team, as they say.
Double team.
And to be fair, once we've got all the refugees loaded onto the ship, Rebook, what you were saying about home aloning the place, we can see what else is in the hangar and we can try and maybe whip up some more homemade explosives and just go full final scene of Skyfall on this bitch.
It is my favorite. No, Home Alone is my favorite film.
Okay, then we Home Alone this bad boy.
No, we've established it is Die Hard. Die Hard is favourite film.
Okay, cool.
The classic film. But second favourite Christmas film, because Die Hard is Christmas film.
Die Hard is a Christmas film. You are.
That is absolutely a Christmas film.
So yeah, how does that sound for a plan?